Cheryl and Kirsch Kramer. This is March the 8th, and we are actually celebrating two holidays right now. We're going to be doing Brain Injury Awareness Month throughout the month of March. That sounds real sexy. Doesn't sound real fun. But you know how we roll on Catalytic. We talk about the catalytic power of love every time we get together. I'm so glad you're here with us tonight. And we couldn't do this without you, so thank you for joining us either live or via the archive. So we're talking about two special events. This is a show devoted to Brain Injury Awareness Month, and I have on one of my dearest friends in the world. She is my best friend. I don't want to put the pressure of her putting that back on me, because I know she's got lots of dear friends, but she's a big part of why I've bounced back as well as I have from the big stroke I had 4 years ago. So we're going to talk about that. Her name is Susan Meehan, and she's an inspired healer, and for sure inspired. Our topic tonight is going to be how she healed a relationship with her father after he died. So those of us who have unfinished business with people, if they die prematurely, if we just never got around to fixing what needed to be fixed, don't worry. This can always happen. Whether or not they're physically present with us, we can find the healing that we want. So we're going to talk about what she's done for me. We're going to talk about what she's done for her relationship with her father. We're going to talk about how we met, which was quite magical. We really ran into each other. She lives in Canada. I live in the States. And we were guided together. We had this amazing friendship. We're going to talk about that to inspire all of you to go for loving, deep, real friendships. Many of us have what I call love light. And, of course, that's spelled L-I-T-E. And love light means tastes great, but less filling. You know, these are the friendships that really don't fulfill us, that really don't satisfy us. Susan and I started off just running into each other and developed this amazing heart-centered friendship. I would say she's a big part of why I'm still alive today. And we're going to talk about how we got there. So if you have love light friendships and you want to know how to get really deep, authentic, juicy, beautiful, heart-centered friendships, you need to stay with us tonight. We're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about her work in the healing arts. So it's going to be a very powerful and packed hour together on International Women's Day. So for International Women's Day, I'm going to bring on one of my favorite women in the world, one of my role models, my dear friend Susan Meehan. How are you, sweetheart?
Hi, beautiful. Wow. Thank you so much. What an incredible introduction you've given me. I feel so humbled and deeply, deeply touched by that amazing script of words that you just delivered. Thank you, my dear, dear friend, and I love you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
I couldn't be happier that you're here. You know, I only have my friends on as my guests, and who better to have on tonight than you? So thank you for agreeing to do this. And I want to show you off. I want people to know you. Susan lives in London, Ontario, Canada. And before we get into the meat of our presentation, would you please tell the audience what it is that you do? I feel like I'm a game show host. What do you do for a living?
What is my work? What is my sacred livelihood?
What she said.
Well, it is a bit multidimensional. I am a movement educator, and I'm an energy healer. So the movement part, or the fitness part, and namely, I teach and deliver two different kinds of alternative fitness programs. One is called the Nia Technique, and the other one is called Ageless Grace. Both are holistic forms of fitness, and both are integrative in that they help somebody get fit, not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So they are very much holistic forms of fitness, the Nia being more fusion-based, Ageless Grace being more body-brain-based and really focused on the neuroplasticity piece. So they're both very rich and a lot of fun. I know, like so many people, I really don't like exercise. In fact, I kind of hate it. So when I discovered... Oh, I hate exercising. Are you kidding? Oh, my God.
You never told me this before.
I hate it. Come on. No, I always found exercise torturous. And so when I discovered Nia, my first clue was I never once looked at the clock the whole time I was moving. So that was my first clue that something was very different. It was so empowering and so moving and so... So self-healing. You know, I felt for the very first time like I had stepped into the light, and that I remembered myself, if you will. I remembered who it was that I came here to be in an instant. It was a very epiphanous moment. So from that moment forward, I decided that, okay, I'm going to do this. And that was 11 years ago, and I've been teaching for 10 years. So that's pretty cool.
And just to give some background on you, I remember you telling me that you weren't always rocking the hot body you've got these days. You were over 200 pounds at one point, right?
Yes, I definitely was. After I had both my kids, I was. Well, actually, after my daughter, Jenna, I got really, really heavy. And I've always battled weight. I was always a chubby child. I was incessantly teased and bullied for it, like so many of us are. It's in my ancestral DNA. My mother was a heavy kid and, you know, always really paranoid about it. So she raised my sister and I to be very self-conscious and, you know, because she didn't want us to suffer. She tried her best. She meant very well. But, yeah, I was raised with a lot of body dysmorphia and just a negative self-image of my body. But I've always battled being overweight. Yeah.
Well,
anyway, when
Nia... Okay, go ahead.
Carry on. Sorry, love. Sorry.
Well, I was going to say, this is International Women's Day, and how many women have body issues, right? So
oh my God.
Is a good thing for us to bring up right now. How did you triumph over your body image issues, and what advice would you give the women listening who are dealing with what you dealt with in the past?
Well, I certainly appreciate the word you're using, triumph. I would not say that I have yet, but I'm working on it. And it's a lot better than it used to be. I would never say that I have conquered this, that I've annihilated it. I still struggle. I still look in the mirror sometimes and go, oh, come on, really? And that's deep, deep conditioning. But I do catch myself, and I have now learned that through the practice of loving my body, no matter what it looks like and no matter what it's doing, excuse me, I'm sneezing. That little sneeze was a little aho moment. Loving my body is really the self-loving practice that has really helped me to be able to stand in front of groups of women and men in workout clothes and teach movement, teach fitness in a mirrored studio. If you had told me 15 years ago that I'd be doing this today, I would have said, okay, well, maybe not unless I'm on, like, crack cocaine. Like, there's no way in hell I could stand up in front of people. So definitely it's been a huge journey. Yes, I have, I guess, somewhat triumphed, but to say that I don't still at times struggle would be an untruth. So
how did you get to where you are in accepting your body? I'll rephrase the question.
As I was trying to explain, through the practice of loving my body and loving myself no matter what's going on, and the Nia technique and the Ageless Grace, Reiki, EFT, the practice of shamanism, all leads to that. It all leads to self-acceptance and unconditional self-love in its essence. And that's why I practice the work. That's why I share the work, because I'm the one that needs to help the most, really. I feel that I desperately need it. It's what's kept me here as I've danced my whole life through anxiety and depression. And, so I would say that loving the self, self-love, is the key. And it's a practice. It didn't just happen overnight. Oh, I love myself. Okay, cured. Didn't go that way. It's taken a long time. It's taken a lot of practice.
Can you give a hint for people who are wanting to do the self-love piece and haven't gotten that down yet? How did you get there?
How did I get there? Well, again, through the practice of movement, I think movement is really key. I think we have to move our bodies. Every time I move, I always come away shifted. So movement's key for me. And when you bring in music and bring in the element of dance, bring in the element of using your imagination and creative expression, that can really help us to deepen into connecting with our uniqueness. And it's in that finding our uniqueness, for myself anyway, that's really helped me to appreciate who it is that I am and remember that I am part of the grand plan and to remember that I am part of the great cosmos, that I am connected to everyone and all that is. And so that's been very big for me through the practice of dance and movement particularly.
Beautiful.
Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense. Thank you for explaining that. And I think we should share your website a few times during the show. Let's share it now. What is your website?
My website is www.bodymindmedicine.ca. And SusanMeehan.net will also get you there.
Okay. And what services can you offer to people who are not in London, Ontario?
Well, I so far really I haven't gotten myself technologically advanced enough to offer Skype sessions, but I have done one-on-one phone sessions with people, and I can also do remote energy distance healing sessions through the practice of Reiki and EFT and Reiki combined, actually, and also some shamanic healing methods remotely as well.
You know,
people are probably going, what the hell is that?
Well, they check your website and they learn about it, so that's okay.
Okay.
They've got a lot of great copy that they can read off of your website, and I encourage everybody to check it out. This woman has an unusual background in healing. Would you tell everybody about your Uncle Barry and how he affected your life path?
My Uncle Barry is my mother's brother, and he was a pioneer in the field of alternative healing and alternative medicine. He initially got his designation as a doctor of chiropractic back in the early 60s or late 50s. He set up shop in Ottawa and eventually became the nation's largest chiropractic practice. He sat on the board of directors of the Canadian Chiropractic Association. He launched himself into cutting-edge alternative methods of healing, such as acupuncture and homeopathy and bioenergetics and dark field microscopy and orthomolecular functional nutrition. So a real holistic approach to health that nobody else was doing back in those years, especially the 70s and the 80s when the rest of the, you know, the masses were still, give me my dairy, give me my meat, give me my doctor, and give me my prescription pills.
And then because you worked for him for a while, he sent you for lots of training the most alternative healers don't get a chance to have.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And you've got such an extraordinary memory, Cheryl. Holy cow, I can't believe you remember that. But yeah, I was very fortunate that after I left nursing school, he brought me on board to his holistic clinic and let me apprentice there with him. And he sent me on many seminars and trainings that got me started in the field of alternative health and wellness. It was amazing. I learned so much. I got to be trained in dark field microscopy and the orthomolecular approach to nutrition that it offered. So meaning I was looking at blood cells and their shape and their, you know, what they, their structure. And yeah, there was just this whole education about blood cells and how they look and what that means nutritionally for individuals. So that was really complex and that was really fascinating. I also learned a lot about energy work. That was sort of my introduction to energy work, bioenergetics and the Vega tests. So learning about applied kinesiology, if you will. And that's when I started to really get interested in the human energy field and what it could do for itself. I went from there on to Reiki, because Reiki really, really spoke to me. Energy work really spoke to me. That was my real love at the time, was learning that there was far more than just what we were physically able to see with our eyes. There was a lot more going on in a human body. So that really excited me, learning about the human energy field itself and how disease can manifest from layers outside of the actual dense tissue of physical form. I thought that was so amazing. back in my early 20s.
One of the things I love about you is that you're so well-grounded in physical wellness as well as metaphysical wellness. You understand the energy field. You also understand what the body needs. So anybody who works with you is getting an unusual skill set.
Thank you, Cheryl. Yeah, I usually when I see clients, I'm always coming at it from all four realms, the physical, then the mental, then the emotional, then the spiritual, because we can be ill in all four realms. And, you know, we can't just be spiritually ill without possibly being physically ill as well. So I want to address all four. And, I feel very blessed to have the knowledge base that I do. And I'm always looking to learn more because I find that, you know, it's never ending, the learning that we do as professionals and as healers. And there's just so much to learn. I've always got my nose in about 5 books at once, so it drives everybody around me crazy.
And you just came back from a training this weekend in Toronto, Mia Moving to Heal, and I understand you're going to incorporate that into your practice as well?
Yes, I most definitely am. It is an apprenticeship after the training that I took. I'm hoping it won't take me too long to get it done, but yes, it's just another deepening, another wonderful modality to bring to people who have special needs, people who maybe have limited mobility, people who are suffering with dementia, brain injury, all of their different heavy kinds of arthritis like osteo and rheumatoid, people who also are suffering mentally with mental illness, such as bipolar disorder, addiction, of course, mental illness is usually always at the root of addiction, and also grief, depression, and anxiety. The Nia technique as a class practice can be very aerobic, very high intensity, so it's taking basic Nia principles and dropping them down, deepening them down to teach people how to use their own body as a petri dish to learn about sensory awareness so that they can heal themselves through sensation.
This is valuable information. So again, your website is bodymindmedicine.ca or susanmeehan.net. And I recommend everybody check it out. This woman knows what she's talking about. So we've been talking about a lot. You're welcome. I'm happy to showcase you. I want people to contact you.
You're so good to me. Well, you know, the body just, it never lies to us. And if we could only just get still enough to listen to what he or she is saying to us, our bodies, they are the most amazing roadmap to health and wellness if we would only just listen. And I myself have ignored my body so many times. I have to get hit over the head with a 2x4 sometimes.
Well, you know, that's why I'm in your life. That's why you're in my life. Whenever one of us goes too far off track, we bring each other back, don't we? And it really works for both of us.
I can certainly speak for the cosmic ass kicker. Yes, I can. I've been kicked in the ass many times by my good friend, Sheryl.
They don't know that I'm the cosmic ass kicker. I've just been outed by you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm sure everybody will get a little chuckle, but I mean, really, it's the truth.
I am the cosmic ass kicker. I can't. I'm just good at it, you know. Some people bake great chocolate chip cookies. I kick ass. What can I tell you?
You're great at identifying, seeing, and channeling the truth, Miss Cheryl. Yes. And it's always an honor, and it's always. Every time I talk to you, I feel shifted and lifted up, and I always learn something. I always learn something astonishing every time we speak, so it's just such a gift.
It's a great friendship that we have, and that's what angels do. You're an angel, I'm an angel. We're going to talk about the angelic connection you and I established the night that we first met. We both facilitated integrated energy therapy, which is angelic healing. We'll get there in a couple of minutes. What I want to do right now is I want to get right into the relationship you had with your father. What was it like? How did you heal it after he passed away? This is fascinating for people who've not healed relationships with people while both are still alive. How do you do it?
Yeah, well, if I could just go back a little bit before he died. I mean, it was, I'm feeling a sneeze coming up. Maybe my dad letting me know he's around supporting right now. In shamanism, we often say when somebody sneezes, it's a sign that the ancestors have arrived. Yeah, no, my dad was It was a difficult relationship growing up, right from the beginning. My dad suffered with mental illness and alcoholism, and even though he was a very, very smart man and a very spiritual man, he was a very tortured individual and easily angered, very impulsive. So that would come out, and it was really, really terrifying to sometimes, oftentimes, to be raised with him and to be in his presence. So my sister and I, you know, we really suffered as a result of his hand, his direct hand, and he could be violent. And, you know, it was a really sad thing because he really did love us deeply. And I never fully realized that until he was dying. Sometimes, that was a great gift that my dad gave to me, was that in his death, in his dying days, as cancer began to ravage his physical form, it was a gift he showed us. We got to see the light. We got to see the light of God emerge from behind the physical form. It was so astonishing to witness. And this was going back into 1999, and that was just basically at the beginning of my major spiritual metamorphosis and transformation. So I, up until that point, was not skilled in my spiritual sight yet. And my dad was the one who really gave me a great initiation, a great beginning into it. And as he deteriorated, bit by bit, that spirit shone brighter and brighter and brighter as the physical form began to melt away. Until the moment of his death, and he died on his out-breath, and it was just absolutely one of the single most important moments of my life, watching, getting to witness a form of birth. You know, that's what it really reminded me of, that, you know, we come in alone, we die alone, and the process is very similar. Very similar to childbirth, you know, it's hard work. It's a lot of work bringing somebody into the world, and it's a lot of work to help somebody exit. And my dad was a very proud man as well, a lot of machismo, very macho man. And he went out very machismically, if that's a word. watching him push his spirit out of his body was just unbelievable. And When his essence lifted up and disappeared into the ether, and I got to watch that.
Wow.
There was this unbelievably tangible, just so hard to put words to, when we were in the presence of the divine of that magnitude. It was the gates of heaven flooded open. The entire lifetime of abuse and mismanagement and violence and all of the ways in which he messed up, displayed off. It was just gone. It was forgiven, instant. And that was the power of that kind of supernatural energy, that kind of love that's available to all of us when the gateways open, when the portals open like that. And my dad gave me that gift, that this is real, that heaven is real, and heaven is not just away from us. It is right with us in all of our own hearts. And it was through his love for us that I got to witness and feel and experience that level of love, that depth of love. It was just absolutely supernatural, and it went into every particle of my being. And it wiped the slate clean. Forgiveness was everywhere, fountaining like beautiful fountains of eternal love. It was just incredible. And I didn't sleep for many days after that. And another sign that when we were in the presence of the divine, it's amazing what we can do in human form when we're energized by supernatural love like that. So that was the beginning of healing my relationship with him. that gift alone, just the gift that I got to witness right at his ending, at his passing, and that love that I got to feel. I got to firsthand feel that he really did love us so much. It was just, it was immense, and it was eternal. And I'd never felt that before. I never even knew it was possible. I'd heard about it, but I got to experience it firsthand. And then a while later, my dad began to show up. And in little signs that I just knew through this direct knowing that you get when you are willing to be open to signs from spirit. And I mean, I just can't really sort of teach others this. I mean, it's something that you have to be willing to be open to be able to experience, if that makes sense. I mean, I definitely teach, I teach Reiki, which is a form of spiritual self-love, and I teach shamanic healing methods, which again is a form of connecting with the divine, connecting with spirit. They both are. But you have to be open and you have to be willing.
Can you give us an example of how you knew that your father was with you? And we're going to take a break in a minute so you can get some water and keep going, if that's all right with you. I want to give you a couple of minutes off. But if we could just answer this one question before we go to break. How did you know your father was around you after he passed?
Well, my dad, in his life here on Earth, he was, first of all, he was an Aries, and I'm an Aries as well. And he loved, the only reason I talk about Aries is because he had this real affinity for hawks. He adored hawks. He was always stopping the car at the side of the road on our way up to the cottage on Lake Huron. He had this wonderful little log cabin on the shores of Lake Huron, which he would take us to for years and years. He owned it for about 26 plus years. So as a small child and right up until I was in my early 20s, my dad had that place. Anyway, he had this real affinity for hawks. So that was one way. He started, all of a sudden there would be these hawks showing up at these really inappropriate places, places that you'd never find one. Wow. And I would have this instant, like, stopping dead in my tracks, and the same kind of feeling like when he died, penetrating my being like he was present. I could feel him. And there would always be a message, like, it's going to be all right, and I'm with you. I'm always with you. And that was just, you know, that would just bring me to my knees, because he wasn't in this world. He wasn't in the physical, this life. He wasn't able to be. He just wasn't. But he's more than making up for it now. And, you know, it's definitely a co-created relationship, but I would say that it's the love my father has for us and my willingness to see it and be open to it that has allowed it, this to happen. My sister, on the other hand, she's been still very angry and not able to forgive so easily. She wasn't able to sort of to experience this. And it's not, I'm not putting any, like, you know, blaming her or that she's not skilled enough, or it just didn't happen for her like that. But I just feel very blessed that it did for me. And I think the reason is because I was willing. I was open. I was open to it.
It's a very rich and beautiful story, and I thank you for sharing that with all of us. I can imagine this might not be the easiest story for you to share, but I'm so glad you chose to do that. Thank you, my dear. Really, really
thank
gorgeous.
Thank you for letting me share, Cheryl.
I'm really glad. I want to give you a couple of minutes to regroup, because I can tell this is difficult breathing for you. So let's take a couple of minutes. They can play some music. Dawn, if you can take us into a short break, and we'll come back. This is with Susan Meehan on Catalytic Radio. Come and meet the spaceman. Song that is. Wow.
It's so pretty.
I'm so glad, Dawn, you chose to put that on. That is gorgeous. We are back with Catalytic Radio. I am Cheryl Hirsch Kramer, And my very special guest is inspired healer Susan Meehan. You can find her at bodymindmedicine.ca or susanmeehan.net. That's M-E-E-H-A-N.net. We're going to have a good story for the rest of the show. We're going to talk about how we met. Susan lives in London, Ontario, Canada. I live in New Jersey. And it was truly one of those meant-to-be kind of meetings. And, you know, when you hear the story, you're going to say, now, that couldn't possibly have happened. And the way we developed our friendship, now, that couldn't possibly have happened. But I do this program called 22 Adventures in Refreshing Your Life. Susan was in the one last month. And one of the days we teach, we have a lesson every day, and it was take a bold step. I just knew when she and I met that we were supposed to be great friends. And you weren't as quick to the program as I was about that. And it's really great because I didn't know what was supposed to happen with this friendship. But why don't you talk about your remembrance of how we met and how your beautiful German Shepherd dog, Kumba, brought us together.
Oh, that was a magical evening. I'll never forget it for as long as I live. It was definitely one of those collisions, wasn't it, Cheryl?
Yeah.
Collision of sorts, a spiritual colliding of two beautiful spirits who were definitely destined to be great, great friends. And I think we're more than friends. We're colleagues, and we learn so much from each other, and we're mentors to each other. And you know, I feel like I wouldn't be here either without you, my dear friend.
Wow.
So. Thank you so much for saying that about me, because I feel the exact same way about you. Anyway, my recollection of that evening, I had just come off of seeing Deepak Chopra. He had come here to London to speak, and the wellness center that I was working at was sponsoring him and selling tickets. So I had great tickets to see Deepak, and off I went with my girlfriend, and I was just so inspired and floating on my way home after seeing him. And here I arrived to the house. It was, you know, pretty late, 9:30, quarter to 10, or 10 to 10, something like that. And I'm sitting on the side porch with my husband, Dave, and we were just having a beer, and I was in this just beautifully peaceful yet really inspired mood, and, you know, just wanting to chat with him about what Deepak had taught me and what my takeaway from it was. And Kumba went bounding out to the sidewalk because he heard people coming by. And it was Cheryl and her friend at the time, Nick, good old Nick, whose idea it was to walk down my street in the first place. But anyway, I didn't know that at the time. Anyway, you were calling out, oh, I love your dog. I have a dog, too, in New Jersey, and she's in the kennel, and I miss her, and my purse got stolen, and I'm here trying to get my ID sorted out, and wow, it's so nice to pet your dog because I'm just so worried about mine. And so Dave picked up on that, and he went right out to talk to you guys, and I stayed back on the porch going, oh, my God, I don't want to go out there. I just want to sit in my Deepak energy. I know, eh? God, I'm such a snot. Anyway, you guys were chatting away, and Kumba was so delighted and excited, and I finally couldn't help myself anymore. I had to like not be rude any longer and walk out to meet you. And I was so enchanted when I, you know, stepped out of our big hedge, and there you were, and Kumba was just adoring you because you have such great energy. He could pick it right up. And you said to me, oh, my God, are you an energy healer? Like, you just picked it right up. You could tell. I'm like, yes, I am, as a matter of fact. And it was just so sweet. Like, you were just so, just putting it right out there, which I wasn't used to. As a matter of fact, I felt a little bit shy. And, yes, you're right, Cheryl. You were picking up that we were definitely destined to be friends. I wasn't so much yet. But it was, you know, it was certainly a lovely exchange. And we both discovered that we both taught integrated energy therapy and practiced it with clients and on ourselves. So that was really cool. I'd never met anybody else who had done that.
Yeah, just to tell people, this is not as common as Reiki is. Not a lot of people do IET. And
no.
The fact that we both did IET, that was freaking bizarre.
It was. I was astonished. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. So Dave invited you guys up to have a beer, but Nick said no. And I could tell you kind of wanted to, but thank God Nick's no longer in your life. That's all I can say.
No, not in my life. No.
Because he didn't want to stay, damn him.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah, that was
bless Nick, because he's the one that decided to come down my street. So bless Nick.
And he said he'd never walked down your street before. That was the first
never
time
in his life.
Yeah.
That's right. So that was also pretty unusual and pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, the next morning I had to teach an early Nia class. I do every Saturday mornings at 8:30. And Dave and I did stay up kind of late that night. So when I got home from my Nia class after going out for breakfast with all the Nia peeps, I was really tired. So I went and had a nap. I was sound asleep. And you came to the door. And my daughter Jenna answered. And you had this beautiful card and a little bag of cookies for Kumba that you bought at the specialty health food store in the village, might I add. Not just any cookie, but the health food holistic cookies, which was pretty impressive. And, so after I woke up a few hours later, I, you know, see that this little card was waiting for me on the kitchen table. And I open it up, and there you are. Saying, and I just felt such a connection with you. I host radio. I'd love to have you on my show sometime. Here's my phone number. Please contact me if you feel called to. It was so wonderful meeting you. And I just thought, wow, who does this? This is unbelievable. This is so nice. So I did. I mean, I was astonished. I was just so, this is somebody who's really putting herself out there, and I really appreciated it. I thought it was really, really special and really brave. So I called you, and we had a nice connection. And again, you were more on it than I was. I mean, I definitely was attracted to you as a person and as a light being and a light worker and everything. I thought, wow, this is a very interesting character we have here. And what did we, like... Did you just phone me every once in a while for a couple of years after that, right?
We would talk maybe four times a year, you know, and it would be, you know, and I didn't exactly understand what this was about. I just knew we were supposed to be really good friends without understanding where it was going to go. And what happened, I'll take this part of the story if it's okay.
Yeah.
About two years after we met, I went through a really quick series of shocks and losses and traumas. My mom and my best friend died 33 days apart, and I was a mess. My boyfriend had dumped me, not Nick, another boyfriend who dumped me. And so I had, in 33 days, I lost my boyfriend, I lost my mother, I lost my best friend. And it just got worse from there. People who were supposed to be there for me, who'd promised to be there for me, just vanished. I went to a spiritual advisor. She tried to shake me down for $2,000. I went to a hypnotherapist for help. He tried to get me into a BDSM relationship. I mean, it was awful, you know, and this is all within the first month after losing my mom. I couldn't believe that the world had spiraled out like this and that people were just not being loving and sweet. So I had some money at that point, and I heard about this holistic spa in Ontario, and this woman who I barely met, we spent maybe 20 minutes together 2 years earlier. We'd had a few phone calls along the way, but she was certainly not anywhere near my best friend. And something said, invite her to come. So I call her up and I say, I'm a mess. You know, I'm grieving a lot of stuff. I need to get away for a few days. I have some of my mother's money. Will you come with me? And this beautiful woman asked her family if it was okay to go with this crazy stranger from New Jersey. She drove 5 hours east, I drove 10 hours north, and we met up at this place in Ontario, and I said to her, why did you do this? I mean, I could have just stood you up. How did you know I was going to show? And I remember you said, I'm an Aries, I do crazy shit all the time.
It was really crazy. I mean, it really was. We barely knew each other, and here we were, you know, offering to pay my way, if you could have the support of somebody to do it with, to heal and recover and just have some respite. And I was definitely interested in checking out Grail Springs, and I was interested in getting to know you more. But it was a brave step for both of us. I mean, my God, we had to sleep in a king-size bed together, and we barely knew each other. I mean, I don't do that. I can't sleep at anybody's house other than my own. Like, I'm terrible. But something said go. Something just said go. And that was incredible because I don't do that. Like, there's no way. I mean, I can barely sleep at my mom's cottage. I have to, like, smudge or drink a bunch of wine to conk myself out. I mean, I just don't relax very easily. But that was really, really unusual what we did. And it was so... There I go, sneezing again. It was so incredible. It was so spectacular, the way that we were able to develop our friendship. It really took off from there. And sorry, I started to take over there on you, Cheryl, but I'll let you jump in.
That's okay. You know, and you took me out for my first canoe ride. I was a city girl. I never had the experience of being in a canoe before, and you took me out for my first canoe ride, and you did Reiki on me. She saw my energy was a mess, and she did Reiki on me. And I don't really care for Reiki most of the time, but because it was her and I could feel the love energy in there, it really made a big difference. And we laughed because it was healthy food, and, you know, we both, of course, bloated up. We were supposed to lose weight, and we both bloated up. We laughed about that.
Well, we were given mud every morning. Let's not forget. Let's remind our listening audience of what the hell we were actually eating here.
That's true. And it is a wonderful place. I'm not going to, you know, say bad things about Grail Springs.
Me neither. I don't mean to do that.
Yeah. It's a great place to be. But, you know, it was different. I mean, neither one of us was used to starting the day with a bracing glass of mud. And that's what we had first thing in the morning. And we went on from there. But we just laughed our way through the whole experience. It was so much. We were in the hot tub every night laughing. And everything we did, we just laughed the whole time. It was just a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant experience that we had together. So we separated paths at that point, and we became really, really good friends. We started talking more frequently. And then the next year, I had a big stroke. And it was from all these people who weren't around for me. And all of a sudden, I have a paralyzed left arm, and I have a brain that's truly not functional, and I don't feel very good. And my beautiful friend over here, Mrs. Meehan, decided she was going to help. So she started sending me Reiki energy to help me get back some movement in my arm. And I did get back some movement in my arm. You know, she would call me and she would help me feel like I was still worthwhile in life. I had a non-functional brain, couldn't solve problems, didn't understand concepts of my life, like how to cook on a gas stove because fire terrified me. I couldn't be around metal. But the stroke had made me extraordinarily sensitive to all things metal. She just, you know, and I felt stupid. I felt unlovable. I felt abandoned. It was a really difficult time. I had my dog, and that was about it. And she stayed in touch with me, and she did energy work, and she told me about Ageless Grace. And 6 weeks after the major stroke, I'm in Massachusetts taking brain training. I went there by myself. Who does this 6 weeks after a major stroke? It's really insanity. But I got myself up there, and it helped me a lot. So it gave me something to focus on. You gave me Ageless Grace. And then not long after that, we saw each other. I came up to Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, for a refresher on Ageless Grace. And again, we laughed. It was just she's just a healing energy. You know, and I have to wonder, when I first met your dog, and I love German Shepherd dogs. It's one of my favorite breeds. And I just saw your dog, and he knew me, and I knew him. And I'm really wondering if he put us together. I believe he did. What do you think?
Oh, there's no question of it, Cheryl. We've talked about it lots of times. There's no question that he absolutely did. I mean, Kumba was my great spirit guide. I didn't know it so much then, but definitely know it now. And, oh, yeah. Yeah, he knew.
He was brilliant. He was brilliant.
Yeah.
And she helped me get through after the stroke. She was there for me. She would send me these fossil little gifts that were things that she knew I would like. Many people purchase gifts and they get things that they think you should have, or they give you something impersonal because they don't want to do the wrong thing. Everything she ever sent me has been something I would have purchased for myself. She just understood me. She knew it would make me smile. And sometimes she would send me clothing. We wear the same size. God knows how this is even possible, because I'm like 6 inches shorter than you. My body type is so different, but your clothing fits me perfectly. Go figure.
Oh, it's hilarious. Remember when I gave you my bathing suit? And
it
what you said? Oh, it was so hilarious. Yeah. You said, my favorite kind of shopping, don't. Oh, I roared.
Nobody likes to go bathing suit shopping. Women hate that. And I didn't have to look at the horrible mirrors. I just had my dear friend saying, look, here's a swimsuit. Have fun. And it fit me and it looked great on me. And
it looked better on you. It looked way better on you than me. Thank God I brought two of them up to Grail Spring for our hot tub.
I'm glad you did. I'm glad
you did. Oh, that was so fun.
Thank God for the boob factor. If I didn't have the boob factor, that thing never would have fit me at all. So thank God for boobs.
It was one of the best weekends of my life with you up there. It was just so fun. And we discovered so much together.
Yeah, we just had this beautiful heart connection, this beautiful soul connection. We just got each other, you know, and we're both very sensitive people. As two highly sensitive people, it's not always easy to find friends with whom you're compatible. Usually there's one person who's way too sensitive for the other, and the other person gets annoyed. And we both had the same degree of sensitivity. That is such a gift, to find somebody else who understands why we can't be around a lot of people all the time, or why we can't be around certain noises. You got it. That was so rare and so beautiful.
Yeah.
So we have this friend, and she's worked with me, and she makes me laugh, and she's my dear friend, and I hope we get to see each other this year. And I have to tell you something. I'm putting this on international radio. Guess what I learned today? There's a Tim Hortons in my county now.
Oh, my gosh, there is? Wow.
We have to come. We're going to go to Timmy's. I just found it out today.
Well, hopefully we won't be running there to be rescued from some, you know, horrible breakfast that we've had somewhere else.
Yes, I think that's a wise move. So what I want to do is I want to encourage people listening to take that bold step. If you meet somebody that you, for whatever reason, you feel drawn to, and I didn't know why I was drawn to her. I didn't know she was going to save my life. I had no idea. I didn't know she was going to go away with me when I felt alone, when everybody was dying and leaving me and traumatizing my life. You know, I didn't know she was going to turn me on to Ageless Grace. I didn't know she was going to give me energy therapy after my stroke. I didn't know any of these things. I just knew that I needed to know this woman without understanding it. And as the years have gone on, where it's almost 7 years now we've known each other, as the years have gone on, there are so many connections, and we seem getting more connections every year. We seem to be interested in studying a lot of the same things, and we share ideas back and forth with each other. It's a brilliant, brilliant friendship. So please, if you meet somebody, even if the other person doesn't share your initial interest, because she didn't share mine, okay? But even if the other person doesn't share your initial interest, see what you got, because you never know. That person could save your life the way you saved mine.
Well, and I'd like to reiterate and say the exact same thing, that you have saved mine, and the help and nurturing and support that you've offered my family, especially my son and my daughter, Jenna and Will. They both love you dearly, and they have both had personal struggles that you have been paramount in helping them get through. And again, as you say, I wasn't on it, but you were. And thank God that you were, because myself and my whole family, we are so eternally grateful for Cheryl and her profound healing work as well. It is a two-way partnership. It's a two-way street. So thank you, my dear friend.
You're welcome. And I love your family as if they were my own blood. You know that.
Well, they feel the same way about you.
I'm happy about that. And this is Brain Injury Awareness Month. One of the things I'm out there educating, because my mother had a traumatic brain injury that turned into dementia. So I have an unusual perspective. I understand what it's like to be a caregiver for somebody who's brain injured. Yeah. And I also have been brain injured from my stroke. So I understand it from both sides. And I can tell you right now, the most healing thing that I experienced, and I'm not saying medical stuff right now, I'm saying the most healing thing I've experienced is love and support. And this woman has given me so much, so much. So anybody, you know, if you're dealing with somebody who's brain injured, if you're brain injured, whatever it is, surround yourself with people who want to love you. Surround yourself with people who are there for you when you need them, not when they want to be there, when you need them. People who want to grow spiritually through the experience of what it's like to be in service to somebody else who truly needs your love in order to come back to life. It's like the paddles of life. And I can't thank you enough for what you've done. And I hope we're inspiring people to walk away from the friendships that aren't like ours, because we've got something terrific. If we have these love life friendships where you kind of have some friendship, but it's not really deep and luscious, what's the point? You want something that's going to feel great, and what we have right. feels amazing.
Yeah, I think that's definitely become a theme for me and for many people around me as we grow and evolve in this ascension process that we're all finding ourselves in, is that it just no longer serves us to remain in relationships that are not equal, that are not, that are stealing our energy away, or we're getting drained by being around a person who this maybe is not at the same place that we're at. And it's not a better than or less than thing. It's just not a vibrational match. And it's just not worth it, because it just takes our energy down and can cause us to become ill when we're in relationship with the wrong people.
Yeah. No, I am so grateful to you. And I know we're wrapping up now. I want to thank you for being here with me tonight. And you know I'm going to call you right away so we can rehash everything we just talked about. You know that.
We do that so well.
We do.
Thank you so much, my dear friend, for having me on. What an honor. What a pleasure, mm-hmm. as
my
always, to speak with you. And thank you
love
so much, listeners. God bless everybody.
And if you want to find her again, bodymindmedicine.ca for her. And my website is transformingthroughlove.com. Check out the 22 Adventures in Refreshing Your Life. We're starting it up again April the 1st. So you want to be a part of this. It will transform your life. I will rock your world. This is your host, Cheryl Hirsch-Kramer, thanking you for being with us tonight. And until the next time, what do you do when life happens? Well, you know what to do now. You get catalytic. Many blessings and good nights.